Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we have Dr. Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce is one of the smartest guys I know. He's the author of so many books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including Doing More with Less, which has become one of my favorites of his. Also, The Surprising Solution, the one just before that, and the new one, which is about doing more with less teams. Team building, doing a good job with the teams that we have, and he's one of the top sustainability experts on the planet, the founder of AHC Group, and he's our good friend, Bruce Piasecki. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, you're always so kind to me. I don't think it's billions. You know, I remember when Carl Sagan was
something under a billion, Bruce.
He could talk about billions and billions of stars, and the students, believe it or not, used to talk about billions and billions of turds.
Exactly.
Because we got 7 billion people on Earth
right. Hey, Bruce, I want you to give us a little tour, a quick tour of what you've been doing with team building and team sustainability.
Well, you know, one of the things that the executives that join my group share with me is that we have a mentoring instinct, mm-hmm. and we also understand that you have to make things change. That what makes a company competitive is not just the seeking of profit, but doing the thousands of things that it takes to realign so that you have a near future. So over the last few years, we've concluded that there's only two fundamental fuels by which you can change a company. The first is to make it do more with less, mm-hmm. and that's that bestseller book of mine you mentioned,
right.
where you use a Ben Franklin approach to be clever, inventive, diplomatic, frugal. You just really fine-tune yield improvement, and that's what doing more with less is about in a world of 7 billion souls. The second thing you can do is build teams. And if you build teams with these two fundamentals, Jim, you can make progress in a small business, medium, or huge business. So the first thing you have to do is start with a clear set of higher facts. What does the organization already know about itself that it needs to change? Is mm-hmm. it a product? Is it a leadership team? Is it the middle manager? Mm-hmm. And then once you've earned the attention of change, then you have to figure out how to give most individuals incentives in the firms that are people-based, because all firms are people-based and people-limited. So we've mm-hmm. come to conclude that the second fundamental form of change that is possible is not just the pursuit of the arts of competitive frugality, which is what we've had a couple of shows about, mm-hmm. but also the art of discovering captains, not just leaders. Hmm. People who have the ability to understand trends of their staff, understand when they're doing harm, when they have the potential of doing good and being generous,
about growing leaders, aren't you?
Growing captains, which will eventually help all the subunits mm-hmm. become more effective. So, mm-hmm. we set up a bunch of near-future training workshops. One is called Exercising Judgment. Another is called Uncovering Partners. The whole idea that there's a lot of talent within the middle and the field of a firm. It's not just good governance at the top eight people. Mm-hmm. And so we're very focused on helping that person who might have already gotten some good degrees and been time-tested, but really is a water walker and wants to walk into the future. So, Jim, one of the things I've been noticing about a lot of your shows that relate to this is that change is an art, and it requires force. You know, a lot of shows have a lot of force to them because mm-hmm. they're very focused. It also requires grace. And one of the fun things about being on your show, it's always graceful. You know, there's a nice give and take. And then I think change also requires some degree of fascination, because if you come to work and all you want to do is business as usual, you're not going to change.
Force.
So we actually have developed,
grace and fascination. I like that.
You like that?
I do.
These are kind of the things that we can start coming up with, Jim, that are very basic and human. But, you know, if you've been on Earth as long as we have collectively, I mean, our senior associates have been on Earth, you know, from 4 to 6 decades, a dozen of us. So this is how we've come up with this.
Yeah. It helps to log hours on planet Earth to come up with some of these perspectives. I like what you're saying, folks. This is and these are the kinds of perspectives they're going to get in your Teams book, right? Doing
Correct.
More with
doing more
teams.
With teams.
Doing
Absolutely.
More with teams. Right.
Yeah, well, we studied military teams, corporate teams, both strong and weak. Not just the strong. You know, a lot of scholars study the mighty, and then we also studied sports teams, like my favorite San Antonio Spurs.
Right.
Who are licking their wounds right now.
Folks, I told you Bruce was smart. I told you to buckle up. Don't unbuckle. We still got a lot to cover with our good friend Dr. Bruce Piasecki, the author of Doing More with Less, also Doing More with Teams. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some more about sustainability. That's what he focuses on. Help us. He's really opened my eyes to the concept of sustainability, not just in the environmental, but in the next segment. That's what we're going to talk about, sustaining our environment. Stay with us, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.